Thank you, Mr. Jennings. Special number today, Jeremy. This is your first one.
Yeah.
This is your first time dialing.
I'm popping it right now.
Okay.
Yep.
872-262-8378. That's a number we're going to be repeating throughout the show. 872-262-VEST. We're trying to raise awareness and funds so the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation can purchase 100 vests. We're trying to raise $50,000. We're already at $9,000.
Okay.
That means we need 4,100 people to donate 10 bucks.
No big deal.
410 people donating 100. We need 41 donating 1,000. We got LaFrenz and Eli just knocked off, so we're down to 39.
Yeah.
You know, because they pay those, radio weekend guys big
bucks. Of course,
bucks.
Yeah, huge.
And 82 of our listeners to donate $500. We've hit our mark, and the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation raises $50,000.
Awesome.
And we're able to allow them to move that $50,000 from the vest budget line over to helping families budget line, which is what this is all about.
Yeah.
So I'd like to welcome our esteemed panel here. We have a guy by the name of Matt O'Shea. He's an alderman. Who cares about him? But we've got Chicago Police Memorial Foundation Executive Board President Sandra Wortham. Welcome to you were here last year as well.
I was. Thank you for having us again.
Why are we here? And what do you do and why are we here?
So we at the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation serve to honor our fallen Chicago police officers, Chicago Police Department members, and to honor and serve their families. So we all know that Chicago police officers do a dangerous, courageous job every day protecting the residents and visitors of Chicago. And all too often, too many of them have been killed in the line of duty. And so we step in as a foundation to try and provide some measure of support, and most importantly, to let families know that their loved ones will never be forgotten. And we do that in a variety of ways, of course, through some financial support, through various events to honor our fallen. And in particular, this initiative also honors our fallen by honoring our Chicago police officers who still do the job every day. We all know, again, they do a dangerous job. They run toward danger, and they wear bulletproof vests to hope to save their lives when they face that danger.
Three Chicago police officers were shot on duty in 2025. One fatal, Crystal Rivera. One in the vest. We have him coming up with his wife, Juan Alba Chavez, who will be in studio with his wife later on in the show. One shot in the leg, Andrew Paul Oskas. Back to work after several months of recovery. So obviously the Rivera family, the Chavez family, Alba Chavez family, and Andrew's family all received support from your fine organization. And could you explain what type of support that all three of these families received?
So the support for families is going to vary based on the particular situation. So I'll speak generally about what the foundation does as a whole.
Sure.
Again, depending on the particular situation and the type of loss and the particular facts of the loss, we at times provide an initial financial support to really bridge that gap for a family in a time where they're experiencing a loss that they, of course, did not expect. For the children of our fallen, if we have a fallen officer who has minor children, we will step in and provide educational resources, funding for K through 12, and in some, again, depending on the facts of the situation, in some circumstances, through college and graduate school. And again, it is also just a place where the family knows they have a group of people who are remembering their loved one. We have a candlelight vigil every year where we honor and say the names of each of our fallen, and various events throughout the year, our Run to Remember, our Ride to Remember. But in terms of support, again, it depends. Every situation is different, but we try to step in where possible with financial support or other support that is necessary and helpful to the families of our fallen and of our catastrophically injured.
Sure.
And in some of the cases that you highlighted here, of course, thank God, these officers did not die, but were shot, were injured. And so there is initial financial support in those cases as well. Just again, for that bridge, officers are often out of work, as you know.
Sure.
Our officers often work two jobs,
multiple
three jobs to support their families. I know this as a police family. And so we understand that when you're off work, you're also not working part-time. You're also not working overtime, and the kids still have to go to school. The kids still have to eat. The mortgage still has to get paid. So we try and fill the gap as much as we can for our fallen and for our injured officers.
I met Alderman Matt O'Shea in 2019, so 7 years ago. Feels like 21 years. Just want to let you know. At another radio station when you came in to promote the pancake breakfast, which is tomorrow, at St. John's Fisher School, 10200 South Washtenaw in Chicago in the 19th Ward. And you were there to promote the pancake breakfast to raise awareness and funds for Chicago Police Corps Foundation to buy vests. And I'm just like, it was during a break, Jeremy. I'm like, what are you talking about? Right? I'm like,
are you hungry?
No, I'm understand. Just like, why are we buying vests
okay.
for the Chicago police officers? Right? Yeah, I'm up in, Leafy, Northbrook. You know, and I'm buddies with all these police chiefs, Buffalo Grove, Cass Stevens, Jogman up in HP, just all these guys. And I'm like, you guys buy your police officers vests? They're like, yeah, of course. It's in the budget item. But Chicago doesn't. So that just, it just frosted me, right?
Wild.
It just really upset me. So we started this in 2020. COVID hit, so we had to postpone it to 2021 to be on the air. So this is really the fifth anniversary. And what does it mean for you? You know, you're in the 19th Ward. You're right there, Chicago, southwest side. You have a lot of firefighter police. Why'd you get involved in this fine initiative?
Back in 2014, when Phil Klein kicked off this initiative,
yep.
I was at the press conference, and I turned to him and I said, Phil, I'd like to do an event in my neighborhood. I think my community would really come out and support this. So it was basically in a conversation with Phil, who, as all of us know, there would be no Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, but if not for Phil Klein, such an honor to know him and have been able to work with him over the years. I just think it's so important that people across our city stand in support of our Chicago police officers who put their lives on the line every single day for people they don't even know.
Yeah, and that's the important. So we're going to take a quick break here. And Phil Klein was a former superintendent of the Chicago Police Department. And you guys have been doing the pancake breakfast. I think here you've raised close to $1 million with the pancake breakfast over all the years that you've been doing it. And it's tomorrow, starting at what time tomorrow?
8 a.m. till noon.
And it's an unbelievable event. It's a basement of this Catholic school. And I'm like one of the few Jews that are there.
Sure, so sure. It's kind of you're like allowed.
Feel outnumbered.
That's
right?
Okay.
Well, you got the guy on the wall.
Sure.
I guess that's me and him. But it's an unbelievable event. It's an election year, so there'll be politicians all over the place, slapping backs and shaking hands and kissing babies. But it's a great event, and strongly recommend if you're on the south side or just in the area to stop by St. John Fisher School, 10200 South Washtenaw in Chicago. We're going to take a quick break. We have a representative from ProTech Bulletproof Vest Company, a guy by the name of Gary Stryker, going to come on, talk about the technologies and why police officers need to replace these vests every 5 years. Everybody's like, well, how come they can't last longer? Why do they need to replace them? Have you been through a Chicago weather cycle?
Just one season.
Yeah. I mean, past 3 weeks, we're below zero. It's snowing sideways.
Yeah.
We're out in shorts, right? We're throwing footballs around with our kids in our backyard. And now we're back into, winter gear.
Yeah.
Welcome to Chicago. And that has an effect on the Bulletproof Vest. So we're going to talk to Gary Stryker from ProTech Vest coming up after the break. This is Home Street of Chicago on WGN. Special show to bring awareness and to raise funds for the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation so they could buy replacement vests, 100 replacement vests. That's our goal. It's 50 grand. I mean, it's $50,000. WGN, we're in the third largest city in the country here and the greatest city. Let's see, $100 goes a long way, okay? 872-262-8378. That's 872-262-VEST, or you go to cpdvest.com to donate. This is Home Studio Chicago at 720 WGN. I'd like to thank the bagpipes and drums of the Emerald Society, Chicago Police Department. I've been told if I screwed that up, I'm going to have six guys with bagpipes just beating the living bejesus out of me.
Sure.
So I can't mess that up.
Some might want to watch that.
Now, they come down every year. It's very moving and very powerful, and they donate their time to give back to their brothers and sisters that have fallen in the line of duty. And, it's very moving that they're here. Are we getting Gary on the phone from ProTech Anybody? No, we don't know. Neil, we got to call him, okay? Neil's in here filming, and welcome to live radio. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. So this is your first experience. What do you think so far? Yeah, what the hell's that? Huh? Okay.
I'm not going to answer yet.
I'm not touching that.
Nobody hit that button. Neil, come on.
Yeah, what?
It's Benny.
I'm not touching anything here, buddy. I don't got a mouse.
Got it.
Okay, there we go.
Well, besides that, okay. It's great so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ouch. Benny, I swear to God, I'm not touching a thing here. All right,
Uh-oh. Right. Here comes Fergie.
Okay, here comes Fergie. We're going to...
There we go.
Okay, welcome to life. Fergie, we've got something going on here. I don't know what's going on. But I tell you what, why don't we just spend the time while we try to get
absolutely
Mr. Stryker.
Say some names or
yeah,
something.
Like yeah. Just thank the show experts, Mike Epping, center guard, Justin Bartley next door on window, my urologist, Dr. Mike McGuire. He told him I'm going to cancel my appointment if he didn't donate, and he bought two vests. Rich Dykstra, Dave Schluter, attorney. Jimmy Work, Silverthorn Builders, a great builder in the area. Sarah Leonard, Legacy Property. Tim Stearns from TJ Stearns Financial Planning and Benefits. Dave Petrick, attorney. Guys on my team, John Cornish, Steve Hendrickson, Jordan Abdelhack, Louis Wickert. Thanks for donating and sponsoring this fine event. And we also got a couple of donations here. Jeremy M. Algonquin, People's Gas, $1,000. Guy G. West Dundee, $200. So we're off to a roaring start. I think we're over 10 grand just by calculations. Gary, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
We're outstanding. Thanks for calling in. Can you explain why bulletproof vests need to be replaced every 5 years from a manufacturer's standpoint?
Sure. Can I just take a second to kind of tell you how this got started with us?
Sure.
If possible.
Love to.
Okay. So in 2008, we actually got a contract with the city to do the SWAT vests and some of their equipment. And in 2010, we started doing the vests at the academy, and we found that a lot of the guys speaking with them didn't have the funds to replace their vest after they got out. Phil Klein, through one of the Chicago police lieutenants, contacted us and asked us if we could work with the foundation to do this. And being an ex-cop, I was more than happy to help with this, and I think we did the first measuring in 2015 and did, I think, about 2,000 vests for the officers. So it was quite an undertaking, but we're happy we're still involved. I'm proud to be here to talk with you again. ProTech and Point Blank are the two people that provide the vests. We provide our vests, the Kell System vest, as the base vest. And then if they want to upgrade, they can go to a Point Blank vest and get a little lighter or a higher protection. The levels of protection for the vest, level 2, the one that's issued, will stop at 357 Magnum and a 9mm. And they can upgrade to a level 3A, which will stop at 357 Sig and a 44 Magnum. A lot of the officers now are buying plates to put in their vests, which also adds rifle protection to it. So it's the vests are great, but again, we're talking about a five-year life expectancy. The reason for that is the material in the vest tend to, depending on the type of vest, with humidity and the way the vests are taken care of. In other words, anything, heat, humidity, and folding are the things that tend to deteriorate the vests. We try to make sure that the vests, when we issue the vests to the guys, that they know that they need to lay these things flat or put them on a hanger, because that's the worst thing that can happen. If you get a crease in your vest, it actually deteriorates in that area. The other thing that's important is the sizing of the vest. And I think I mentioned this the last time I was on. You know, when we're at the academy, we're all buffed and ready to go. And about 5 years later, when we have to replace our vests, sometimes one or two too many donuts or McDonald's open up the side panels on those vests. And we need to make sure that those are closed up so that they get the proper protection. So the You know, the biggest thing with the vests is to take care of them. And I know that most of the officers do that because their life depends on it in many ways.
How many other departments do you work with throughout the United States do not buy replacement vests for, or I'll phrase it like this. How many other departments the size of the Chicago Police Department do not buy replacement vests for their officers?
As far as I know, none. Now, some of the departments will give them a dollar amount to replace their vests with so they can get their, you know, whichever one they might want. But honestly, almost all of them I'm aware of, the larger ones especially, do replace them every 5 years for their officers.
Yeah, I just want to let everybody know, okay, I'm friends with the police chief of Wheeling, friends of the police chief mm-hmm. In Northbrook, in Buffalo Grove, in Highland Park, right? All of these mm-hmm. big departments, right? DeKalb, mm-hmm. O'Fallon, right? Steve Johnson down south. I can't remember the town that he's in because I do a podcast behind the vest, Illinois, behind the badge, Illinois, and every single one of them, Illinois State Police. They all buy replacement yes. vests. It's all part of the budget, but for some screwed up reason, which still irritates me, even though I don't even live in the city of Chicago, it upsets me to a point where we have to do this, right? And my goal would be not to have to dedicate a show to this to buy vests, but unfortunately we have to, because the mm-hmm. the services that the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation provides should be towards the family and should be towards the officers that got injured during the line of duty, not to buy them vests. It's just so backwards. It's freaking ridiculous. So in closing, because I got to hit the news here, or else I'm going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
What would you try to urge our listeners to help the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation raise funds today, my friend?
I would hope that they would. You know, I was a cop for 37 years, and I wore vests since they came out, and fortunately never was shot, but please help these guys. A lot of them are struggling just with the economy,
yep.
and until the city wakes up a little bit, I guess, and is able to do it, we're happy to help with whatever we can and work with you guys and the Memorial Foundation. And I appreciate you and your effort to do this every year to help raise those funds.
All right, Gary. Well, thanks again. The name of your company, for listeners who are interested in learning more about it, is what
it's,
again?
It's Protech, P-R-O-T-E-C-H, and we're out of our offices are actually in Berea, Ohio.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. And you know what? Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, because that's what we do every single Saturday here. And
nice.
First caller, you got to keep it up,
yeah,
right?
Course.
You got to
yeah.
keep the theme
consistent.
Of the show.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Patricia H., $25 from Wheeling. Okay. Look at that. Ken and Judith, a G-note from Park Ridge, out by me. These are my neighbors out in Northbrook. $25 from Wheeling, a G-note from Ken and Judith in Park Ridge. And as of right now, we're at $11,705.
Heck
so
yeah.
Let's keep going. Phone number to call in to donate is 872-262-8378. That's 872-262-83 Vest, or go to cpdvest.com. This is Home Show Chicago at 720 WGN with our special Chicago Police Memorial Foundation show. We're going to take a quick break. Come break right back. Pretty cool.
It is cool.
Well, yeah,
I like
bagpipes
it.
And drums. Of
yeah,
the
we
Emerald
might have
Society.
To do that for our show, like every week.
Chicago
a little bit of
Police
bag,
Department.
Yeah, just a little bit of bagpipe.
I don't think they want to come down every Saturday.
Well, yeah, I get that. Just the bagpipe part. Come on,
it'd be kind of nice.
Yeah, it would be nice.
A little Jewish guilt. It would be
sure.
nice.
It would be nice.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure these guys probably have something better going on, sure. but it would be nice every Saturday, 10 until 1. We're here. Special guest in studio, Jeremy, Commander Brian Spreeny. 8th District, Chicago Lawn, which is Midway.
Yes, sir.
Right? So you fly in and out of Midway. That's your district.
Yes.
Okay. You had the unfortunate distinction of being the commander of 3 officers that were shot and killed. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, a little bit. So the only officer that worked for me that was killed in line of duty was Officer Andres Vasquez Lasso. But all of the incidents happened within the 8th District. First one starting out was Ella French, that, mm-hmm. that incident. Yeah, she was part of the CST, which I was a lieutenant in that unit working that night. And just to kind of give you a little bit of background, as we talked earlier, We respond to a lot of calls. I mean, you get a lot of different things that happen, you know, a lot of violent crime, a lot of things that we see on a day-to-day basis. When that call comes out, when you hear an officer calling for help, you can tell when it's really serious. So I had just hit the street at that time. The officers had already gone out for roll call, and hearing Josh come over the radio, you know, giving a call out, you knew it was serious.
It's not good.
You know, no, it's not good. And as a police officer for 30 years, you know, you hear that, everything stops, and mm-hmm. you go. So we get to the scene, and, you know, like I said, we respond to a lot of different incidents in that, and you take charge. That's our job. And now when it's us, when we're involved, it really... Your heart's jumping out of your chest, mm-hmm. you know, but you still have to keep your head. You have to see what you have to assess what's going on. And, you know, that was a very hectic scene. You know, you've got two police officers shot. Mm-hmm. You've got an officer that's involved in an officer involved shooting. You've got the offenders in the area. A lot of police officers responding. But your first response is to take care of the officers. And, you know, I can't say enough of how everybody, when I was there, jumped in and they were attending to Carlos. They were attending to, hey, let's get him in a car. Let's get him out of here. You know, and then everybody on the radio coordinating. Let's get the path going to the hospital. Mm-hmm. It's just really, you can't describe it.
Everybody knows what to do, and it's automatic reaction.
I can't even say you know what to do. You just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's just, it's really something you don't ever want, mm-hmm. you know, but when it happens, and it also shows what the camaraderie and the brotherhood of our profession.
Yeah.
You know, everybody comes together. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are, where you're from. You know, I was working the night that Sandra's brother was killed, and that happened in the 6th District, and I was in the 8th District. And, you know, that feeling, it's undescribable.
Mm-hmm. So talk to us about, you know, you've got you get the call, the white shirts, everybody's out there, right? Mm-hmm. The commanders are out there, the deputy commanders, everybody's out there, right? Mm-hmm. And you're doing what you can. It's hectic, but it's controlled chaos because you guys unfortunately trained for this, and mm-hmm. it's not your first rodeo.
Yeah.
So you get the everything, scene's under control. You know, Officer French, we all know what happened. May her memory be an eternal blessing. And
thank you.
The other family, the officer that was shot. Just what happens at on the back end, and how does the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, knowing that they're there, mm-hmm. what does it mean for you as a commander and the officers that you command? Mm-hmm. What does it mean for you to know you've got this umbrella, if you will, you know, this parachute, the safety net of this organization there to help out your officers and their families?
You can't describe it enough. The support and the backing that's there, you know, the department's going to back you up. You mm-hmm. know, but to have that financial backing from people that care, the donations. The officers themselves donate to this fund. They have direct deposit or withdrawals come out of their checks to benefit this. Because it's not just the vest. That, you know, as Sandra spoke earlier, it's helping the officers, helping their families.
Sure.
You know, not just officers killed in the line of duty, but injuries, car accidents, things of that nature. Having that backup, that safety net, is just paramount. And it's not just for the officers, it's for the officer's family. I mean, basically, that's what we're here for. We're working to support our families. And if we get injured or hurt, knowing that we've got a little bit of backup to support our families, if we can't, it's phenomenal.
We never mentioned that. I totally forgot that, Sandra. Your brother, right? It was your brother that lost his life in the line of duty. And I apologize. I know you were here last year and just totally, it totally blew, you know, you lost a family member. And like the commander was saying, what happens, right? So we got the commander's viewpoint. You know what happens, right? So what happens with the family members I on the other side? You get the call, right? Yeah. Your brother shot. And like, great, here we go. Your entire world stops, right? Whatever you're doing, you know, the earth stops pivoting and you're just like, oh my God, now what do I do? And what happens on that side of it?
Yeah, so it's interesting. The commander actually described it perfectly, ironically, for our situation because, as I mentioned, Tommy was actually killed in front of our house. And so my mom called me to tell me to come home. And when I got home, it's exactly what the commander described, a sea of blue, truly.
Right.
And I had no idea. I was young.
Right. Mom said, get home, you get home.
Right.
You don't question your mom.
Right.
You get home.
But to the commander's point, I got to the block. Somebody put me in a police car. Mm-hmm. Took us to the hospital.
Jeez.
You know, and from that moment till today, the Chicago Police Department, the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation has really been a part of our family. And of course, we were already a police family because my father served on the job for over 30 years, but we didn't know that side of this life. Fortunately, we'd never suffered a loss like this before. So what the commander said is very true. From the moment, every member of that department comes together to support the family. The Chicago Police Memorial Foundation comes in often that night, or a day after, the day after, to meet with the families. And it's an honor. It's horrible. It's a tragedy. It's terrible. But it's also such an honor to be able to do that for the families. And I can just say that the members of this department, I always say this, sadly, always, because we've had so many line of duty deaths since Tommy, but I always say this department honors our fallen very well.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad that we're so good at it,
right?
But we do it well.
So, Commander, I'm going to bring it to you to end the segment. What do you want our listeners to know about the importance of chipping in and supporting them? And yeah, the officers get a stipend for their clothes, okay? And again, you're in Chicago. We have spring where it could be rainy sideways, monsoon weather. We go into the summer, they're working Lollapalooza. It could be 150 degrees out there in the shade. They do 4th of July. They do all of the parades. Again, the past month here, we've had snow, 6-8 inches of snow, 20 below with the wind chill, 55 to 60 degrees. Everybody's getting the car wash and playing ball in the park. And now we're back into the 30s. You know, that stipend that the officers get for their clothing, they have to buy shoes. They have to buy multiple. They have to buy boots. They have to buy winter gear. They have to buy summer gear. They have to buy spring gear. They have to buy rain gear. They have to pay for their firearms. They have to pay for their bullets and their firearms because they need to be proficient, right? So what do you want to tell our listeners about getting involved and how, and don't get, yeah, I can't ask this about the political, how stupid it is politically, and I won't, because it is, I could say it, it's stupid politically that we don't take care of you guys with, and men and women with the vests, but what do you want to leave our listeners with to just, if, listen, we've got Commander Daring, $100, Bertha F. in Chicago, $50, Sam V. in Lombard, $50, Lombard, okay, 40 miles outside of Chicago, got a guy, Sammy, sitting there saying, this is awesome, I want to take care of CPD, $50, and we got Rose C. in Chicago, $100, okay? And this is what's coming in on a daily basis during the show here at 872-262-8378. In your own words, as a commander, how long have you been on the job?
Been a policeman for 30 years.
30, and how long have you been wearing a white shirt as a big shot white shirt guy? How long have you been wearing a white shirt?
Made sergeant in 2003.
Okay, so you've been in command for 2003, 23 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you want to tell the our listeners about the importance of picking up and just $10, right? $15.
Obviously, every bit counts. Every dollar counts and helps. I would like to leave with this. You know, police officers are human beings. We're like every Tom, Jerry, Mo on the street.
Yeah,
we put a vest on. That's our protection.
Right.
You know, when you see on the news, you see all the tragedy that happens and whatnot. Our officers are the ones that are going down those dark alleys. Our guys, you know, the guys boots on the ground are the ones that are going to these domestics or going to these different situations where bullets fly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see, you know, a lot of people see the casings on the ground or they see the aftermath. You know, a lot of times we're in the thick of it, and you know that little piece of protection helps us come back to our families, helps us come back tomorrow to protect, you know, the citizens for another day. So every bit that helps that can replace the vest, and, you know, and on top of that, our dress uniforms, all these different things cost, and just like the vest, they deteriorate, so you got to replace them. But I think, like I said, the thing I want to leave you with is, you know, we're regular human beings like everybody else, and this one piece of protection, it's vital. And, you know, being able to replace it when it wears out instead of wearing an old vest, it's key, and the Memorial Foundation is great to help out with that, and that's based off of all the volunteers.
Midway Airport, we mentioned earlier, is in your district.
Yes.
Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Millions of people come through Midway Airport from all over the world.
Yes.
Have you ever stopped anybody once, any of your officers, and asked them, are you in Chicago? Are you a Chicago citizen before you render assistance for whatever reason? Because I'm sure you get calls every day there for whatever reason. Is there ever once that the Chicago police officers, the men and women of the Chicago Police Department, ever ask whoever is calling for help, where do you live?
No, not where do you live, what you are, who you are, or anything like that.
Right.
You know, we're here to serve and protect.
So when the call goes out, mm-hmm. the men and women in the 8th District go. And if you're at Midway Airport and you see one of the men and women walking around, patrolling, protecting you, say thank you.
Absolutely.
Right? All right. Well, we appreciate you for stopping by and for sharing your story and for lending help here to raise awareness and funds. 872-262-8378. I think we're over $13,000. We're getting close,
nice.
Jeremy.
How about that?
Special shout out to my friends up in Northbrook, Tracy and Yogi Yedlin. I really like Tracy. I don't care for Yogi that much.
It's okay.
Yeah, he's a pain.
It's fine.
He's a pain in the rear end.
Okay.
For a $180 donation cool. in Northbrook.
Thank you.
My neighbors in Northbrook, my good friends, $15,600 we're up to.
And heck
we're
not yeah.
even, we're not even at the first hour yet. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We have Chief of Detectives Antoinette Ersetti.
Okay.
Yeah, she's going to take
Antoinette. I'm
going to get a chokehold at
That's
the break
right.
here. Antoinette. It's typed out right in front of me.
Yeah, well, we know how you are with words.
I am the master of the English language,
yes,
especially
you are.
Names.
Yes,
right,
you
mastered.
Are.
I majored in names at Northern Illinois University.
Clearly.
Chief of Detectives Antoinette Ersetti coming up after these messages. 312. Nope, not that number today. 872-262-8378. Vest. $10, $5, $100. It doesn't, whatever you can.
$1,000, $10,000? I mean, come on, why stop?
I don't know.
Low.
What's Mega in for? We haven't even announced that. Think of that after the break. Not
Yikes.
No pressure, but pressure. 872-262-8378. That's 872-262-8378. The men and women are at Chicago, the police department right now at headquarters taking your calls. That's 872-262-8378, which is 872-262-VEST. We're going to take a quick break. Come back after these messages. Once again, thank the men over there, the bagpipes and drums of the Emerald Society Chicago Police Department. I've been yelled at, excuse me, to slow down the number, Jeremy. I've been accused of talking too fast again.
That's wild.
And I tell everybody, listen faster.
Oh, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
So here we go.
Yeah.
I got Tom Kohorst here texting me in. Would you slow the damn number down from Geneva? All right, Tom, here we go. 872-262-8378. That's 872-262-8378, or that's 262-VEST, 872. Thank you. I appreciate that, Alderman. They teach that in Alderman school, Jeremy, to repeat numbers slow, especially budget deficits. But we won't talk
sure.
about that.
Sure, sure.
312. Laurier Mount Prospect, 200. Look at all these listeners out in the burbs. Laurier Mount Prospect, $200. Andrew D., Indian Head Park, $200. Can't wait for Tom Kohorst to chime in here after busting my chops on the text in Geneva. Tommy, better start with a 5. That's all I got to say. I have a couple of zeros. Excuse me. Chief of Detectives Antoinette Ersetti, you were here last year. Thank you for rejoining us this year.
Thanks for inviting me back.
My pleasure. We're going to bump up your mic a little bit. I got a question here that you're probably the best to answer. Do women officers get vests that fit them, or do they wear the same ones men's do? Thank you.
Well, that's a great question, actually. Whether or not it's one from the Memorial Foundation or when we go and get one on our own, they are custom fitted for us. So that's been the way since I started 25 years ago, and they've only gotten better, I think, with the design of these vests.
So you are Chief of Detectives. Holy smokes, that's a big job.
It is a great job.
How many men and women officers are underneath you?
We have about 1,150 detectives.
Wow.
And then we're supported by some officers and some very excellent civilians. It's an excellent bureau.
So when an officer gets shot, you guys are out there, your team, right? Your men and women are out there doing the forensic. It's like you see on CSI, right out there, and on all those police shows. What's going through your head as your detectives, you and your detectives, at a police shooting to try to garner enough evidence to take the people that shot at your officers or unfortunately killed one of your officers to hold them accountable? What's going on?
Yeah, unfortunately, I've been on far too many of these scenes. And the one thing I'll say about the team we have that's dedicated to this, they're on the investigative response team. they are just extraordinarily skilled at responding just exclusively to these incidents where officers are shot at or shot. And understandably, these are the most emotional scenes you can respond to, but they are approaching this investigation from the start completely neutrally and impartially, just strictly on a fact-finding mission to collect everything. I want to recognize that a very important part of the team is our evidence technicians. Again, they see some pretty terrible things, and these are the worst scenes that you can imagine responding to. People you went to the academy with, people you worked in a beat car with, and you may have to go out there on the worst day of everyone's life to see this with your colleague and to do your job neutrally and impartially, and to just get the facts. Tremendous respect. And the work we talk about that the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation does tries to keep our officers safe. And as you've heard from others who spoke, they remain a family. You know, there's a lot of support right at the very beginning, but then you can start to see that fall off. But, you know, that's built in. And the thing that I feel like with our team and what they do is their job is to make sure that we know they're going to get all of that support, but we have to get them justice. And that is just as important as all the emotional support and fiscal support that these families get. There has to be justice and an answer. And that's why the way these teams approach these investigations and the accountability they ensure for the people who do this. I think most people would have the thought that if someone would shoot at a police officer, what would they do with, you know, somebody, a citizen that isn't armed? And to really get that justice, I think, is not only so important for the member, the family, the police, but for the community to see.
Well, I will change it to scumbag that shoots at a police officer. That's, I'll change that. I know you probably can't say that, but I can, because that's how I feel.
Yeah.
So knowing that the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation is there, especially for the families that have, you know, the officer that gave the ultimate sacrifice doesn't come home ever. Knowing that this safety net is there, what does it mean to you and the officers in the detective arm of the Chicago Police Department mean from a commander? I mean, you're the head of detectives. It's a pretty big job. Congratulations. What is that, you know, as one of the top leaders of the entire police department, what does it mean to you?
Well, you know, I think one of the things we, you know, hear a lot, and I really want to commend the superintendent for being really clear about this message. There's a lot of vocal messages that get out there that may deliver what I guess I would call an anti-police sentiment, but those are just some really loud voices. The reality is there are an unbelievable amount of police people who support officers, believe in officers. Like you've just been saying, there's people calling in from surrounding suburbs. Of course, we know people come here. They travel from other cities, states. We serve and protect everyone. But an initiative like this and what the Memorial Foundation does throughout the year, this is one event of many. And it really builds a family here where no matter what, you know, and I think we're going to hear a little later on from a family member who was affected with her spouse who was shot at. You know, to know that officers matter. This is not just a job. And we can't have our officers believing that this is just a job. It's a family, and there's absolute support here. And the Memorial Foundation really brings that message home. We're very grateful.
And just to prove that point, Tom and Wheaton, $100. Mendel High School, $1,000. Wonder Lake, Gale Police Family, $100. Wonder Lake, right? Nowhere near Chicago. It's a half-hour drive. Wonder Lake, $100. Buffalo Grove, Jeffrey, set $50. It just goes to prove your point and what we've been saying all along. If you live in the Chicagoland area, every single one of these donors, very appreciative. Every single one of these donors in the towns that they have police officers in, their officers get free bulletproof replacement vests. And that's why we're reaching out to every single area and point of our listenership. You come to Chicago, the men and women in blue protect you. We're going to take a quick break. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. We have Officer Juan Alba Chavez, and more importantly, his beautiful wife, Yvonne, because, you know, that's what it's all about. Yvonne Munoz, after these, I'm horrible with names. Sorry.
We know.
I know. We're going to take
no disrespect.
I know. We're going to throw it to the newsroom and come back with their story. The bagpipes and drums of the Emerald Society Chicago Police Department. Again, I have to say that exactly like that.
That's perfect. I'm surprised you haven't screwed it up yet.
So am I.
Yeah,
well, sure. I've got seven men with drums and bagpipes in the other room that will assault me with their bagpipes if I mess that up. So we appreciate them spending the time to come down. Reminder that there's a pancake breakfast tomorrow at 8 o'clock, starting at 8 o'clock, St. John Fisher School, 10200 South Washington Ave in Chicago. That's in the 19th Ward. And we've got, I keep getting slips here. Mendel High School, I just found out from the superintendent, is a Catholic school on the south side. So, all you other Catholic schools, but it would be nice.
This is the guilt?
Well, Jewish guilt, right?
It would be nice if you participated.
Mendel High School stepped up. It would be nice if the other Catholic schools stepped up, and maybe a Jewish high school, right?
Sure.
Anche Emmett would be nice if my brethren stepped up on the north side over there. All right, 312. Nope, we're not doing that number today. We're doing this number, 872-something, which I can't find. 872-262-8378, which is 872-262-VEST, to donate. Special guests in studio, Officer Juan Alba Chavez, and more importantly, his wife, Yvonne Munoz. Can't talk about the event, but Officer, 6 days on the job, six days on the job, he got shot, center mass, and a police bulletproof vest saved this young man's life.
Yeah, thank you for having me. First and foremost, I'm grateful to still be here to even talk about what happened to me. It's just something they advocate a lot in the academy. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, like, stuff could happen day one, day 100, day 1,000. For me, it just so happened to be day 6.
Yeah.
I'm grateful. If anyone had any doubts if the vest worked, they work.
Mm-hmm.
It's an incident that at first I didn't take serious. I was just like, hey, I just got injured at work. It's no big deal.
Oh, sure. Broken nail.
Yeah. Yeah, but it took a little while before everything ultimately hit me. All the emotions came through. Like I said, I'm grateful to still be here. And really advocate for this, for the foundation, Get Behind the Vest, because it's extremely important for officers to wear their vests and replace them when they have to, because it works, it saves lives, and it only took me 6 days to find out that I really want to, it's something that I really stand behind. It's a program that I really want to advocate for in the future. Mm-hmm.
Well, it might not have been a big deal for you, Big Shot, right? But your wife over here is freaking out, right? We got Yvonne, your wife, Munoz. We got tough guy over here. Yeah, I got shot. Okay. Center mass. Mm-hmm. Jeremy, we'll show you the picture.
That's it.
Center mass.
Yeah.
Forget about it. He's done.
Yep.
Okay. The wife, talk to us. You get the call. Your husband's over here going, I got injured on the job. You get the call. Walk us through what's going through your head when you get that call, knowing that your husband's been shot.
Yeah, I mean, they let him call me, so I heard his voice. It didn't really register what he was saying immediately until the officer told me to go to the window and wave to another officer, that get dressed, come to the hospital. They wouldn't tell me any details over the phone. So immediately, the worst thing goes through your head. What happened? Why is he in the hospital?
6 days in.
6 days in. You know, I was just getting used to his schedule. It's tough when he's working an overnight shift. I'm alone. So I got that call. They took me to the hospital to see him. And obviously, he was okay. You could see the injury. But for me, it was kind of this overwhelming relief to see he's fine. We had a lot of support, from minute one, from the time I got the phone call. There was a lot of support from different officers. We had peer support. Even after we got home, when somebody says it's a family to be part of the Chicago Police Department, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really get the gravity of that until something like this happens to you. So, you know, having that support was incredible. And, you know, it's a blessing that he had the vest to protect him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really appreciative that, you know, the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, you know, reached out to us and is helping him to get a replacement, because, you know, being on the job is scary enough.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I know, you know, he has equipment that protects him, you know, that's really important to me.
Now, you know what we're going to give him right now? His replacement vest.
Nice.
So Maureen here is going to present him with a brand new replacement vest that our listeners and hundreds of other events that they do throughout the year enabled the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation to replace your husband's vest. So here's your brand new vest. Thank you very much.
Thank you
for your service. There you go. And what did, other than the new, you know, brand new vest here that saved his life, the other vest saved, what other support, in your own words, as a wife of a officer that was shot in the line of duty 6 days, it doesn't matter, it's six, it could be 6 days, it could be 600 days, it could be 1600 days, right? You get shot, you get shot, right? Yeah. What did this organization do for you on the backside that our listeners might not be aware of?
Yeah, I mean, they reached out with emotional support, you know, ensuring that I know that I have resources to talk to somebody. They've just been there to offer and lend a hand, letting me know that, you know, there's somebody that I can talk to, mm-hmm. if I need to talk to about the incident or about him being back at work, because it's not easy knowing that he's going back.
Sure, to a dangerous job he just got shot at.
Yeah.
You know, 6 days in and that happens, it's like, what's, you know, anything's possible now, the reality of that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just knowing I have the support behind us and behind me as a spouse, because I don't necessarily understand everything that he does on the job.
Right.
I'm just the wife.
It's probably, you know, better that you don't.
Mm. Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
But it's hard knowing that your spouse is out there doing a dangerous job. And, you know, I think when you think about the impact on the families, a lot of people don't really think about that. You know, it doesn't matter how you feel about police officers. These are people who mm-hmm. have families who deserve to come home.
Sure. Is it safe to say that that was the fastest drive to the hospital you've ever made in your life, number one, and you never want to do that drive again?
Yes, I tell him every day. I'm like, you know, we made it through that. I'm glad you're okay, but don't do it again.
and we gave the vest to him, right? Which is why we do this. This is our fifth year doing this.
Yeah.
We hope to never have to do this again, and that somebody in government would step up. This is not a political statement. This is just me as a host and as a supporter of law enforcement, that we could figure out a way to buy vests for our police officers that protect us. And we'll get more into that. You know, construction workers, Jeremy, you need to go with steel-toe boots and hard hats and safety glasses.
Sure, sure.
And, or else you can't go up on a skyscraper and be a red striper. And
necessary tools to get your job done.
Right. Yeah. And we don't supply that. It's just asinine. So in addition to the police officers that we offered to your husband, the brand new vest, the men and women of the 19th District, we're going to present it to you because we can't present it to the officer, a $200 gift certificate for you to Morton's. If you want to take him, you can. It's all right. If not, you could do whatever you want with it. But the fine men and women of the 19th Ward want to present that, and we'll get that to you. Tristan and the folks down the 19th Ward want to present that to you. So thank you for sharing your story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a mortgage broker. 6 days in, maybe I break a pencil, right?
Maybe. Computer goes down.
Maybe I call IT because I'm not getting my emails.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not getting hit center mass.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you and the men and women of the Chicago Police Department for doing what you do. Thank you for supporting him, and I can't even imagine we have the assistant director of the Chicago Police Department counseling unit, Kathy O'Neill, coming up after you guys at the next segment to talk about the support that she provided. But again, hats off to you. Thank you for doing what you do, and the men and women of the Chicago Police Department, thank you for supporting them, and you know, thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. Right. Like I previously said, it's an honor to even still be here. And it's something, I understand the risks of this job, but it's something that I want to continue doing, protecting the citizens of Chicago, even if it means giving the ultimate sacrifice. So thank you.
All right, Jeremy. Tell your wife that when you go out looking at the next kitchen.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The okay. ultimate sacrifice is me dropping something.
Yes, on your foot.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you again. We're going to take a quick break. 312. Nope. If that did not move you, I don't know what will. 872, if you want to support the men and women of the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation so we could buy more bulletproof vests because our government won't. 872-262-8378, 872-262-8378, or VEST, 262-VEST. We're going to pay some bills, be right back with Kathy O'Neill, Assistant Director, Chicago Police Department Counseling Unit, and Superintendent Larry Snelling is in here as well. I gave the superintendent a hug because we're long-lost friends now.
Yep.
And his security team outside, a couple of bald guys, literally almost jumped out of their suits and stormed the door and almost took me down.
All right. Sure.
It's not the first time a bunch of bald guys wanted to take me down after giving another man a hug, but that's another story for another show. 872-262-8378. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. Jeremy, sixth day on the job.
Oh, man.
You're out maybe when you came out
fumbling
full-time.
Over words. Yeah. 6 days on the job.
Center mass.
Scary.
So I'd like to welcome Superintendent Larry Snelling and Kathy O'Neill, Assistant Director, Chicago Police Department Counseling Unit. 6 days on the job, Superintendent. You don't want, doesn't matter what day on the job, one of your officers shot center mass. What goes through your mind as the head of the Chicago Police Department?
First of all, let me just say thanks for doing this. This is always great. This is always great for the men and women of the Chicago Police Department and the city of Chicago as a whole. Letting them know that somebody actually cares about what's going on with them. People don't see the challenges that they face. But one of the things I'll tell you, you know, these people are family members to me. And, you know, being at the top of this department, anytime you get a call like that, you know, your heart drops. It's a brutal feeling that you never want to get that phone call. And so I can only imagine what it's like for someone in the household to get that phone call also of an officer who's been shot. And one of the things that I can tell you is the major relief came over me once I was told that the vest stopped the bullet. You know, it's still painful. It still hurts.
Sure.
But, you know, the officer is alive. And when these officers go to jobs, and as you just heard, they know the risk. When they're going out there, they know when they go into a job that these are the possibilities. They could give that ultimate sacrifice. But yet they do it anyway, to try to keep everyone else safe. And, to know that, an officer, was shot and was able, to live through it. There are a lot of families that can't say that. And the vest, stopping that bullet, was, an amazing thing. And to have the officer sitting here talking to you about this is, it's just an amazing thing. And just knowing how important the vest was that day. Otherwise, we're looking at another police funeral.
Yeah.
The city is mourning the loss of another police officer. Something that I never want to see again in my tenure.
Sure. 3 inches higher up in the torso, that young officer doesn't go back to the seventh day.
Oh, absolutely.
It's crazy. Luis D., Newport Richey, Florida.
$200. How about that? Thank you.
Julie M. Peoria, $500. Cool. How cool is that? You got James in Brookfield, $50. Kathleen in Chicago, $300. Donna Mundelein up north there, $100. Plainfield, $100. George W. Robert in Bloomingdale, $50. Susan and Mike in Chicago, a G-note, $1,000. Mike and Jack in Chicago, $100. Kathleen in Chicago, $300. Or like we say on the South Side, Chief, $300. You understand that. Let's go to the Assistant Director, Chicago Police Department Counseling Unit. You guys step in right away.
We do. We are a multidisciplinary unit. We have our clinicians, we have our substance abuse officers, we have our peer support, and the chaplain's unit. So we are contacted immediately for a traumatic incident, and we do respond to the hospital.
So Yvonne gets a call, right? Her husband's working night shift. Hey, Yvonne, you know, go to the window. There's a police squad outside, obviously ready to zip her over to the hospital. Where do you step in? I mean, where does your department and your division, your unit, for lack of a better term, where do the support staff step in? Are you meeting her at the hospital? Are you at the house walking her to the car to drive with her? I mean, where do you get involved?
Like she was saying, things happen so fast.
Sure.
So our first response is to the hospital to be there for the officers that are immediately a part of the incident and for the family. Our support staff also responds to the district because oftentimes in an incident, our police are still working the scene.
Sure.
They're still involved to make sure that the justice is done for our officers, their family members.
And how much support is given to the officers that saw their fellow officer get shot? Right. I mean, you don't think of that, right? You think of like the officer Chavez Juan, who just left with a brand new vest, thanks to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, which is why we're here, raising funds and awareness. So, you're taking care of Juan because thank God he's still alive, right? Just got shot.
Right.
Okay, it's not like I said, my computer might not start up, but I call the IT department and I'm upset because it's taken him 30 minutes to get back to me to fix my email. Okay, that's the roughest thing I got going on in my life, all right? It's not like somebody's going to be throwing calculators at me for me, you know, not getting, well, maybe they will. But what about the officers that saw him get shot, right? How about the men and women who are there and they see one of their brothers or sisters get shot? What type of support's provided to them?
Right, so we have 24 clinical staff members. We have a clinician assigned to every district, police district in the city of Chicago. So roll calls are done. Chicago Police Department has one of the most unique traumatic incident stress management programs. So our officers and their family members are assigned to a clinician. They're required to contact our office within 24 hours, and they come in for an official debriefing before they are able to return back to the streets. The clinicians assigned to those districts continually go out to do the roll calls for all the watches to provide the support for the officers who are directly involved. But even then, a lot of times the incidents are going on for 12 hours. So it does affect not just that watch in that district, but the whole district itself.
It's mind-boggling to me how brave this young man was. Superintendent, 7 days. Right, 6 days, like, yeah, I want to go back, right? I mean, no hesitation. That's his job. I understand the dangers. I want to go. Is that basically what's going on at the Chicago Police Department with the men and women that are under you and that you lead?
Well, you have to think about the risk of the job. You could have 6 days on the job. You can have 60 years on the job. The threat is the same when officers go out to the street and when they face particular threats. Officers walk into dangerous situations every day. Nobody actually sees it. And when you see it and when you can see the results, then you have a better understanding of the threats that they face. One of the things I can tell you, about our clinicians, they do such a great job of working with our officers, working with the family members, working with officers on the scene. Anytime something like this happens, they're out immediately just to make sure that they're providing some type of service. Wellness is at the forefront of this mm-hmm. department. This is something that we haven't seen in the past, having a clinician in every district. Just making sure that our officers are getting that extra support that they need. Look, if our officers are not well when they hit the street, nothing else will be.
Sure.
Because the way they go is how everything else usually goes when it comes to safety in the city. And we want to make sure that our officers are well and prepared to go out and hit the streets. And I have to thank, Kathy O'Neill and the work that she's done, the work that the clinicians have done. And just giving officers the opportunity to go out and blow off some steam, talk to someone mm-hmm. when it's absolutely necessary, because things that officers see on a regular basis,
forget about
the average person doesn't see. Right, and well, they have to find a way to work through that.
Ben is chirping in my ear that we have to go to break, and I'm like, you want to come in here and tell the superintendent to stop talking so we go to break, Ben? I don't, yeah, that's not sure. happening.
Yeah, it's tough to do. Tough job to do.
Rob, it might be a little minute late, but I'm not cutting the superintendent off.
Yeah.
Right? I got six security guards out there.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back with more information, talk more with Kathy and the superintendent. We're also going to bring back Sandra Wortham, the foundation's executive board president, after the news. The number for this week's show is 872-262-8378. 872-262-8378, which is Vest, or you go to cpdvest.com. We're going to pay some bills, throw it over to the news department, pay some bills, and come back with more of the Vestathon to promote the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation after these messages. The bagpipes and drums of the Emerald Society Chicago Police Department.
Phenomenal.
I had four guys in here looking at me. Don't screw this up. Okay?
A lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure.
I make it look easy.
You.
This isn't
yes,
easy.
Yes, you do.
Okay? It's like a well-fired machine here. Kimberly and Hinsdale, Chief Superintendent. $500. Hinsdale. Awesome. Bank of America. Listen to this. Vesna G. Works at B of A. Bank of America. $500. And B of A matched it. So you got a grant.
Nice.
Out of the matching at Bank of America. Thank you. Jerry B. in Diamond, Illinois. Where the heck is Diamond, Illinois?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, thank you.
$100. And Kathleen O. calling in from Arizona with $50.
Love it.
How awesome is that? Kathleen R., not to be outdone by Kathleen O.
Sure.
We've got the Kathleens out sure. there. $300.
Okay.
From Chicago.
So if you're a Kathleen, you got to donate at this point.
Kathleen.
Pretty much.
Catholic schools and Kathleens.
Yeah.
You're getting called out. 872-262-8378. That's 87. Wow. 32 G's.
All right. All right. I like it. Thank you.
Who's this? Raylon?
Ramon.
In Chicago. $5,000.
Hey. Thank you. I like it.
So we're at $32,000, Superintendent. We're an hour and 37 minutes in. We're 18 G's away from our goal. How many men and women on the Chicago Police Department?
Over 11,000.
11,000.
Yeah.
You've been superintendent for how long?
2.5 years. Now.
2.5 years. The DNC, which you guys did, your department, when you were in last time, I congratulated you for the amazing job you did with the Democratic National Convention. I'll say it to you right now, with all this ICE Michigas we had going on, hats off to the men and women of the Chicago Police Department for being professional and doing your job and not getting drawn into all the nonsense. So congratulations. It's a well-run organization. And wanted to bring Sandra back in. Sandra, what did the... We have the counselor here, right? Again, I don't mean to go back to your brother getting, you know, losing his life. But go back to that time. Your mom calls you to get home. You have no idea what's going on. You got a sea of blue with all the rollers going, right? The lights are on. You get escorted to the house. The counseling kicks in as a sister of a brother, and your father was on the job. Your brother lost his life in front of your mom's house. Forget about it. I don't even know how your mom recovers from that. You know, what type of counseling? Bring us to that day.
Well, I actually think this is a good point. So I'll be very honest, and I'm slightly ashamed to say this, but I think it's a good point for the public to understand. I never went to counseling, and that doesn't mean I never will. But you know, we know the resource exists. I think every family grieves differently. I'll just be honest. I think for a long time, I didn't want to feel like a victim.
Yeah.
So I felt like if I went to counseling, I would be accepting that we had been victimized by Tommy's murder, which we clearly have. This is, you know. Processes of grief, I'm sure. Kathy could talk to me about what cycle I'm in. But it is comforting to know that if and when I decide to do that, I know that our department is there for our family, for all the Gold Star families. And I know Gold Star families who immediately went to counseling, yeah. which is probably the right thing to do. But
well, we saw the outcome during the break. Yeah. You're throwing shade at the chief about stuff. So I think,
yeah, there might be a little bit of, counselor, like right. there might be something there to unpack.
As a man who's written checks for tens of thousands of dollars of counseling, sure. I identify that as built up rage. And you might, anybody goes after a superintendent like that during the break, obviously needs a lot of psychiatric attention.
For our listeners, sure. I am a big supporter of our superintendent. I think he's great. It's all in love.
So mom calls, get home, son shot and dies in front of the house. What are you doing for the parents in a situation like that? You run into the house, obviously, or maybe not obviously. I mean, what happens?
We respond to where the family ends up being. Sometimes families aren't comfortable going to the hospital. But I think to speak to what the superintendent said earlier about our officers being trained, they are prepared for the worst possible case scenario, but their family members aren't trained. Their family members aren't taught to deal with the worst case scenario. So for them, it's also trying to educate the families, educate the officers of how to bridge that gap, because so many of our officers want to protect their family from what they see and what they do. But they are still coming home with what they see and do. So a lot of times it's really helping the families navigate what is going on in those situations. And that's where our special activities unit comes in. The Memorial Foundation comes in of helping families navigate the unknown.
How much do you rely and your unit rely upon the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation for support? Right? Because they step up and send kids to school. They step up to pay for prom dresses. They step up to pay for Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and Christmas gifts. They step up to send the kids to college. They step up to send the kids to Catholic school. They step up and do all that. How important is it to your unit? And how many therapists or clinical experts did you have?
We now have 24 clinicians.
Okay, so how important is it for the 24 clinical technicians? Everybody that listens to the show, I English is my third language.
They know.
I can't formulate a sentence. So it's amazing I could get up in the morning. But how important is it for the 24 in your unit to know that you have the support of Chicago Police Memorial Foundation?
It's extremely important because they provide the resources that sometimes we can't get from other places in the department. They provide the resources because not only, you know, we're talking about parents, we're talking about wives, but there's also children that are a part of these families that now they're growing up. And, you know, through the Memorial Foundation with the Santa gifts that go out every year. But we have children in these situations that are growing up with losing a parent.
And how important is it for us as listeners and the 30,000 dollars that we've raised already, and we're within target of our $50,000 goal for the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation to move that line item off of vests, those 100 vests that they're sitting there to pay to buy our officers that need replacement vests, over to counseling, over to support, over to college educations, over to whatever the hell these families need to survive. Officers that get hurt on the job that might need money to feed their families or to pay their bills. How important is it knowing with the 24 clinicians as part of your unit, knowing that $50,000, hopefully, if our listeners continue to step up, which we're very proud of, we're at like 32 G's so far, to be able to move that 50 over to give that support. How important is it for you and your unit?
It's important because, in addition, they've also provided vests for our clinical staff that are going out to the districts.
Didn't even think of that.
To provide safety for our clinicians who are civilians. They are also helping and providing therapeutic materials for us to have in our offices so we can better provide services to our police officers, their family members, their children. Cassandra's been amazing as far as providing us with play therapy toys. Getting us books and resources on grief for our children and family members.
I just want to bring this up before we go to the break. Juan, the officer, 6 days on the job, they got shot center mass, 3 inches higher. He's done. He's gone. He's not here. His wife is a grieving widow. I completely lost my train of thought here. Where was I going?
You look at me.
I look at you.
I heard play toys and kid toys.
No, it's fantastic thought. I was rocking here. It was a great point. Superintendent, I completely lost it. This is onset dementia.
I think it's just the impact of the 6 days on the job. Like, that is just like a constant.
Oh, he was going out. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Looking in your steely blue eyes.
Yeah, thank you.
He was going out to a domestic.
Oh, yeah.
He was going out to a domestic call. He wasn't going out a gang fight, a bank robbery.
It wasn't shots fired.
It wasn't shots fired. Yeah. Everybody go, whatever the code is to go. He was going out for a domestic. And he gets shot center mass 3 inches. He's not here. So I just want everybody to leave with that. We were able to provide Chicago Police Memorial Fund a brand new vest, Protect vest. His wife, big smile on her face. Officer, huge smile on his face. Brand new vest. Going out for a domestic, and he gets shot center mass 3 inches further up his torso. He's dead. And we're not giving him a vest. I just want to leave everybody with that. 872-262-8378. 872-262-8378, which is 8378, which is VEST on your phone. $36,000.
Hey, 14, I'm liking it.
$14,000.
Awesome.
Striking distance.
We're going to hit this. Well, we got this. So. Come on, Chicago.
312, no, don't do that. 872-262-8378, cpdvest.com. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back with Superintendent Snelling after these messages. Jeremy, one more time, the bagpipes and drums of the Emerald Society of Chicago Police Department.
It's so cool seeing them. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, they're right across the way.
Yeah, it's just so cool.
And they donated their time to come. Fifth year they've been down.
Amazing.
So thank them.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
And who was that again, just so we know?
The bagpipes and drums of the Emerald Society, Chicago Police Department.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Elsie Burridge, Superintendent, $500. Donna E. from Arkansas, $100. Sandy B., Susan B., Bolingbrook, $250. Amanda W., Crown Point, Indiana, $100. Also, right now, we have two Dan Hampton signed footballs.
Oh, that's cool.
Two Dan Hampton signed.
I don't know who Dan Hampton is.
He's a Hall of Fame football
player. I'm sure he's awesome. Okay. I know. But I'm sure he's awesome.
That stadium over there is called Soldier Field.
I heard that. I am aware there is a sports team.
And they might be the Hammond Bears. We don't know.
Sure. I heard that too.
872-262-8378. First two callers, $750 donation. You get a Dan Hampton autographed football, and they'll go out tomorrow. Superintendent Alderman O'Shea didn't want me to ask you this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. I'm going to give you a two-part question. You could either answer this, who you're supporting for the Cook County Board Presidency, or who your favorite radio show host is, Saturday's WGN 10 to 1.
Yeah, you're my favorite radio host.
Okay, there you go.
Radio show host.
See, look at me. Alderman O'Shea's having a heart attack there. Like, I told him not to do it. You okay, Matt? You all right? All right. There's a fire station right down below. They'll bring the paddles up, Matt. Don't worry about it. All right, so we are within striking distance, 36,000 people, $36,000. We live in a city with 5.2 million, a county of 5.2 million people in Cook County. You're the superintendent of 11,000 brave men and women that go out and do their job every single day. What does it mean to you as a superintendent? And we have a texter here. Please thank the superintendent for restoring pride in the Chicago Police Department. It is obvious that he has the respect of the rank and file officers and everyone associated with CPD. That's from a 708. Texter. So as a superintendent, seeing and hearing all of these different Arizona, Diamond, Illinois, I don't know where the hell Diamond, Illinois is, right? From $10 to $50 to $5,000, right? To Catholic school, you know, Mendel Catholic School. It'd be nice if the other Catholic schools stepped up and maybe donated a couple of bucks out of their gigantic reserve accounts, but thanks to Mendel for stepping up. Bank of America matching another bank. What, as the leader and the superintendent of Chicago, what does it mean that all of these different towns and listeners, Arizona, are chiming in and chipping in to help support the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation?
Well, dude, I'll tell you, it's a magnificent feeling. Not just for me. I mean, it's a magnificent feeling for, the officers, the men and women of the police department, the men and women who go out every single day and risk their lives, to know that there are people out there who care. For the most part, a lot of times, our officers hear a lot of negativity, and that's usually the focus. I found that the majority of people out here are in support of our police department. We hear it more. They're in support of law and order. They're in support of these officers who are going out, putting their lives on the line, and trying to keep everyone safe. And to see it in real time and to hear it is it's just awesome. And it's an awesome thing to know that there are supporters out there who are willing to donate and make sure that our officers are safe.
And to be able to present the officer that that was shot, I have his name right here, Officer Chavez, Alba Chavez, to receive a new, brand new bulletproof vest, right? 6 days on the job. I mean, I'm not laughing at it. Just, it's ironic. It blows my mind, right? I mean, I help people buy houses and refinance their house, right? Far
very
from
very well,
right? Okay. But it's not like I'm going to a domestic. I'm not walking into a house. When I walk into a house, I'm talking about, all right, hey, what are you looking to buy, right? You know, how much debt do you got? You know, what do you do for a living? I'm not asking these questions that a bullet's going to be flying out of out of an area I wasn't expecting right into my chest. Okay, so what does it mean to you to know that there's vests and there's an unbelievable support entity here with the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation that bought that young man? I mean, he's like, what, 20-something years old? A brand new vest, right? I mean, $500 for a that's a lot of money, right, for a young man like that.
Well, I think about what he said when he was sitting here. And it even after being shot, and having that vest save his life, he still sat here and said that he's willing to give the ultimate sacrifice to go out and keep the city safe, and how much he cares about the people and the residents of this city. That's an amazing thing to say after you've survived the possibility of death in a situation where you've arrived to a job. And it just tells you the dedication of people who take a job like this, and the courage behind it, the sacrifice behind it, and family members. And she had to sit here and listen to him say that, you know, and know and understand and accept that this is part of where his heart is. So to know that there are people out there who want to protect that mindset, they want to protect an officer who has that mindset. I can't say enough about it. I mean, as I sit here with people, as I sit here with Sandra Wortham, who knows more than anybody what that sacrifice is as family members of a fallen member. It says a lot to know that we do have that support from people out there who are reaching out to make sure that officers are safe. So I just want to thank everyone who's donating. I don't care how much you've given, because there are a lot of people out there who may be struggling and are still willing to donate. So no matter how small that amount, that donation is as great as someone who can give a lot more. So I just want to say thank you to everyone who is reaching out and making sure that officers are safe.
How important is it to have, I asked this to Kathy O'Neill, to know that when we raised the $50,000, we're only $14,000 away, and we got a whole hour to go, and we're gonna get there, right? How important is it, in closing, because we got to hit the top of the hour break, and I'm not gonna tell you to stop talking because there's four guys out there circling, looking at me, scratching the inside of their jackets. How important is it for us to be able to raise $50,000 so the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation can move that line item over to support the families?
You know what? Anytime we set a goal for something, to reach that goal is always important. It's extremely important because we set that goal based on expectations, based on things that expectations that we've set for ourselves. And to know that we were able to reach the goal means that that level of support that they were looking for, that we were looking for, is there. So from what I'm seeing right now, and the people who are donating, it looks like we'll reach that goal.
Yep.
I'm always optimistic about that. And I can tell you this right now, with the Memorial Foundation, Maureen Begain, Sandra Wortham, and Alderman Matt O'Shea, the work that they do every year with this is just awesome. And it's not just every year. They're doing this every single day.
Sure.
So if I didn't thank them right now, the Memorial Foundation, for every bit of work that they do every single day to reassure our officers that they're behind them, I shouldn't be sitting in this seat. So I just want to say thank you to them, too.
And we'll end with this text we just got from 630. Thank you for doing this. I donated last year. I just donated $10. Only $10. Only ten. There's no only in that, right? $10. You know, if
it all adds up.
It all adds up.
Come
50
on.
People donate $10. We're at $500. We get a vest. It's not only. Okay. Yeah. Only $10 last year. I only did ten. And I only did $10. I have trouble paying my bills, but my favorite uncle is a police officer, and I know they struggle. God bless you guys.
I mean, that's an amazing sacrifice. Right, and that's what I'm talking about. Those people who are willing to sacrifice even though they're struggling.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an amazing thing. And it says a lot about that human being. It says a lot about their heart.
Yep. It says a lot about the WGN listeners. So thank you, Superintendent. Thank you, Sandra. Thank you, Kathy. You were fantastic. And please thank the couple that came in, Officer Juan Alba Chavez and his wife Yvonne Munoz, when you see them next, and thank them for coming in. We got to take a quick break. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Homestorm Chicago on 720 WGN with our Chicago Police Memorial Foundation annual special Get Behind the Vest. And we'll be back after the news. Thank you, Ernie. Well, actually, we spoke too soon.
Did we now?
Between the 37.5 and now, we're at 40 G's.
Heck yeah.
10 grand within
2 minutes.
So that's 10 people, 1,000.
Yeah.
Watch this.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's 20 people with 500.
Okay.
Okay. And that's 400 people with $10.
Hey.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I do see what you did there. Nice. You're good with math.
Numbers guy.
Words, not so much.
I'm a numbers guy.
I know you are. Yeah.
Big Carrie Schneider guy. Wants to say hi to me.
Who did we just hear? Just out of curiosity.
The bagpipes and drums of the Emerald Society, Chicago Police Department.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much
thank
for the reminder.
Thank you.
Carrie Schneider wants to say hi to me with a $100 donation.
Hey, Carrie.
So anybody that wants to say hi with a $10,000 to $5,000 donation, we would love to hear from you. 872-262-8378. Valerie M. in Naperville, $500. Kevin in Chicago, $500. And my friend Yogi Yedlin, who... him and his smoke show wife donated $180, texted me, Mr. Smarty Pants here. He said, hey, thanks for the shout out. Wondering if I'll put $500 on what I'd say. And I say, put your mouth, you know, money where your mouth is. Do it and find out.
Yeah.
And so I said some things I can't say on the radio.
Of course.
In a text, which would be inappropriate.
Of course.
This portion of the show is sponsored by Consumers Credit Union. The credit union we refer all of our borrowers to for home equity line of credit, which is an amazing product. They've got prime minus offerings for credit scores above 730. You can also get an auto loan. Great place to get an auto loan, as low as 449 on a new auto loan. And also, if you have a used car, you could get your used car auto loan refinanced as well. Save some people, our listeners, a lot of money.
Yeah,
coming out of the double digits. So in this portion of the show, we like to talk about corporate sponsors. Also, attorney David Petrick, sending in a check for $2,500. So
nice.
We're now up to $42,500.
Heck yeah.
Thank you, Attorney David Petrick, for that. And we'd like to bring in corporate sponsors this portion of the show. We have Mariano's. Nielli is in here. I messed that up. How'd I do?
That was perfect. Great job, David.
Mariano's, huge sponsor of this. Our organization, the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. Matt, I took it over. It's now our organization. Hope you don't mind. And what is it that Mariano's has done and continues to do to support the men and women of the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation?
Well, this is our many, many years running now that we've done this donation, and we provide all the essential food items. So everything from high quality sausages, you know, you name it, butter, everything that there goes into the breakfast, it comes from us. We're very proud to have our family of brands, Simple Truth and Private Selections, represented. And we're just excited to nourish the community with high quality products from Mariano's.
The sausage, by the way, I've had
50
of them.
Tell me about it.
Probably okay. over
50. Like from last year? Or?
Over a five-year period.
Okay, got it.
Try to space it out.
So 10.
Plus they take a couple for the, you got a couple of road sausages.
Obviously for your pocket.
It's right? A long ride back to Northbrook.
Of course. Who doesn't want to like a road sausage?
Hold on.
Wait, what was that, Matt?
He turned your
mic off.
David doesn't get cheated.
He's of course
a couple plates to make sure it's strong enough to support the pancakes.
Of course.
It's a two-hour round trip, O'Shea. Okay, leaving Northbrook.
He's got to have to-go sausages.
I got it. I need at least five on the way down and five on the way back. Look at this body. This body was made on sausage. So you guys donate all of the
breakfast items,
breakfast, mm-hmm. the syrups and the
syrup, everything, you name it.
The orange juice.
Yep.
A lot of big orange juice drinkers on the south side.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. They come out of mass there. There's a mass. And then they're like,
they're ready to go.
They're down on this stuff like gallons.
Love it.
So Mariano steps up. We also have the pancake lady, Julie Harrigan, on the south side from the original Pancake House. How are you, Julie?
Good. How are you guys?
How many years? We're outstanding. We have Nayali in here. We have you on the phone. We found out Nayali is single, maybe looking for looking to be set up. 872-262-8378 if you're interested in Nayali.
She's gorgeous.
She's absolutely beautiful. Yeah. And she's from Mariano's. Yeah. And they're supplying all of the plates and the silverware and the butter and the syrup. And Julie, you're providing the pancake mix like you've done every single year. How many years is this for you guys?
This 12 years, Matt. I'm trying to remember. 11.
This is our 12th annual, Julie. Yeah. Wow.
12th year. We are actually takes 8 to 10 hours. We make all the batter from scratch in our location in the original Pancake House on the south side in Beverly neighborhood. They are scrambling today to put all that together, and it is a work in progress for sure.
Have you calculated how many gallons of pancake mix that you guys have done over the past 12 years? And I will tell you, it is a production line at St. John Fisher School, 10200 South Washtenaw Avenue in Chicago. Did I say that right? Is that how
you're getting so much better? Nice work.
I'm almost a full blown Southsider here. 10200 South Washtenaw. Have you calculated how many gallons of pancake mix that you guys have come up with?
I think we've done it to over 1,500 or 1,550 gallons over the 12 years, and it grows every year. The number of guests that it ends up showing is remarkable every year. I don't know how it grows, but so it's always a little bit more batter.
And how many of those?
You know,
how much of that batter has been set aside for your PR lady, Maura? I mean, Maura and her family, Matt, what do you think? About 3 or 4 gallons in the past 12 years? Maura likes her pancakes.
Maura enjoys her original Pancake House pancakes, and we couldn't put this event on without Maura hustling all day long.
Maura's the best.
It's worth it to give her the extra gallon.
So, Nayeli, you guys have been involved in this pancake breakfast for how many years?
I think Mariano's has been with us almost from the start.
From the start, yes. I'm newer to the team, but we've been here for several years now, ever since I started.
So Mariano's was there 12 years ago. Julie Harrigan from the original Pancake House, which is a absolute establishment. If you think about breakfast, lunch, and dinner joint on the south side, this is the place, right? This is everybody. I'll meet you at the Pancake House, right? You know, we'll go to Julie's and we'll have a pancake. Still waiting for the matzah brei during Passover down there for the Jewish population, you know.
That's on the south side?
Yeah. Mitch Rosen lives in
Mitch is a neighbor.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
He's a voter in the 19th ward. He's Jewish, right?
Sure.
He's got a Jones for matzah brei during Passover.
Sure.
You think Julie would put it on the menu
for him? I'm surprised she hasn't yet.
Not yet.
It's wild.
We're working on it. We've been working on it a few years. I know David makes a concerted effort to try to get that on, and I'm still working on it, Dave.
I'm telling you, all of these Gentiles in the 19th ward, once they have one bite of the matzah brei, it'll be like Lent with the egg sandwiches. Is that what you guys eat during egg sandwiches? Egg and pepper sandwich, isn't that a big thing?
Pepper and egg during Lent.
Okay,
yep.
I just want to say, Julie, I'm just trying to expand your business. So, in closing, ladies, what is being involved in this mean for Marianos? We'll go to you, Nayeli, first.
Yeah, it means a lot. Marianos knows the importance of first responders, and they show up for us every day, so we like to show up for our community, too. Marianos is really, really woven into the fabric of Chicago communities, and we love to stand up for them.
And seriously, the sausage, the butter, the syrup, the utensils, the plates, the cups.
All of it. Every last thing.
It's thousands of dollars.
We wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, it's thousands of dollars for our listeners to understand. The production down there at St. John Fisher School, 10200 South Washington, Chicago, 8 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah.
The amount, it has to be tens of thousands of dollars over the past 12 years. So hats off to Marianos.
Yeah, we want to thank our Marianos Oak Lawn location who helped us coordinate the donation and all the volunteers really that participate, including tomorrow. We couldn't do it without them.
So all of you listening out there that are buyer Marianos, you need to shop for something, stop in on Marianos. And Julie, what does it mean for you and your organization for the past 12 years? You're in the heart of, you know, the 19th Ward. You probably have to serve, you know, O'Shea and his family. Matt is a well-known plate picker, right? He likes to pick off of people's other plates. Oh, that looks really good. What is that? Oh, the French toast? Let me take a little. You know, he's a notorious plate picker. We know that. And what does it mean to you to give back for the past 12 years?
You know what? Our family, the Harrigan family, has been part of this community for decades. And the original Pancake House is celebrating 60 years there on Western Avenue. So this is just a huge cause and a great event for us and our family. And, you know, I'm very so appreciative to Matt for involving us and day one. We're glad to be partners with you guys. You know, and serving pancakes is something we do well. But you know what? Saving a life and helping these officers is just brings a whole different meaning to this. And, you know, I'm just glad that we can be part of it and, you know, continue the good work. So, this is just our biggest event of the year, and we're just really excited and happy to be a part of it, I should say.
We thank you, both you ladies, and also a special shout-out to Dante Deanna of Barstool Sports Chicago. They're back in the play, Matt. I don't know if you knew this, but good night, Johnny Boy on Randolph. He's having a huge fundraiser today, giving a portion of the bar tab to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, and hopefully that'll amount to thousands of dollars. We'll do a presentation, a check presentation, like we've done in the past at Barstool Chicago. White Sox Day was a big help securing Dante and his support. So it's good night, Johnny Boy, on Randolph. Stop over at our good friend J.P. Graziano's and pick up a sub sandwich. Fantastic. Jimmy's a good guy, huge supporter as well. So Julie, Nayeli, how'd I do? Did I screw it up once?
No, not at all.
Crushed it.
Very impressive.
And Dave, you know what, Kurt, from the original Pancake House, besides all the batter that we have going on for tomorrow, count us in for $2,500.
Whoa!
We'll get that over to you.
Hello. Woo! All right. Well, we appreciate that. And thank you, Julie. And we're going to take a quick break. Come back with, we have Willie Wilson coming up with, hold on. Past president of the FOP Lodge 7, Kevin Graham, after these messages. Julie, thanks. Nayeli, thanks. O'Shea.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick
break.
Take care. Home Sweet Home Chicago, coming back with more of the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation fundraising after these messages. Jeremy?
Yes, sir.
The bagpipes and drums of the Emerald Society of Chicago Police Department. You have Dr. Willie Wilson in here. And FOP former president Lodge 7 Kevin Graham. I have to read this one. Dave, appreciate your work for the Chicago PD vest program. We're fortunate enough to have vests provided, and also your support for law enforcement overall. Deputy Chief Sander, Rockford Police Department.
Okay, so Rockford's, correct me if I'm wrong, Rockford is smaller than Chicago, correct?
A little smaller.
Just a little smaller.
I think the second or third largest town
in Illinois.
Right?
So their police officers, they have vests that are funded by themselves?
Yes.
Or they're funded by the department?
They're funded by the department.
Wonderful. And Chicago?
No.
No. Got it. Okay, just want to confirm that. Perfect.
Got a 269 here. Thank you for helping sponsor this fundraiser for our guys and gals in blue. I have made a donation in your honor, my honor, Mary Lou from Kalamazoo. That rhymes. There we go. So we have two Dan Hampton autographed footballs, by the way, gentlemen. Hall of Fame, Dan Hampton. He's a football player.
Football
player. German.
For Bears.
85 Bears.
Got it.
Gigantic. His torso comes up to my nose. 872-262-8378 for $750. First two callers. Donate $750. 872-262-8378 will receive a Dan Hampton autographed football.
That's cool.
Cindy B. in Park Ridge, in memory of her grandson, Landon, $50.
Thank you.
Mary J., in honor of me, $25. Deborah from Plainfield, $500. Kimberly G., Chicago, $200. George D., Chicago, $100. Peggy M., $50. George D., Chicago, $50. Peggy M., $50. Dave Petrick, who's an attorney, donated $2,500 and introduced me to both Kevin and Dr. Willie Wilson. How are you? What's up, Dr. Wilson?
Good. How are you doing?
Great. What does this mean for you? I've heard your name 500 times, right? I've never met you. It's an honor to meet you. You're an unbelievably successful business person here in Chicago. You're charitable through your eyeballs. You give money to a number of different organizations. Why the Chicago Police Memorial? Why are you here today? Why is this organization important to you, Dr. Wilson?
Well, the Chicago Police, they protect people like myself.
Yep.
You know, and so if they wasn't here, I would move out of the city.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
You know, and so, look, I am definitely pro police officers.
Yeah.
You know, and so we're grateful for their commitment. When I leave out of my house in the morning time, I expect to get back home. When the police officer leave out of their house in the morning, they go out and face trouble.
6 days on the job, this young man got shot center mass. I saw the picture. One, not 3 inches.
Yeah.
1 inch higher.
Wow.
In his torso. He's dead. And he's here today and he can't wait. And we gave him a free vest, right? We gave him a free replacement vest. Marine began. He gave him a brand new vest right out of the box from ProTech. And he can't wait to go back. And his wife's sitting there going, yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he can't wait to go back. And this is what it's all about, right?
Well, you know what? Tomorrow I'm at a church on 51st and State Street. I can, if Arnold Shield come out tomorrow, let me try to raise tomorrow $5,000 or $10,000 if he come out and pick it up tomorrow about 11:30 or 12 o'clock.
O'Shea?
Yeah, I think that. It should be, look, vests help all officers regardless of what color you happen to be.
Sure.
We just haven't seen them in our churches. So tomorrow what I would do is commit to raising at least 10 grand if he come out and pick it up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, he told me he's not going to your church unless it's 15. Would you do it for 15?
Well, it's
10 grand more, you get more.
Well, we'll let the church participate.
All right.
And we'll do that tomorrow. It's at Greater Harvest.
Done.
Missionary Baptist Church, 5141 South State Street.
Minimum 10 grand.
Guaranteed 10 grand. If not, I'll make up the difference.
All right. So we know where you're going to have to leave your little pancake breakfast down at Fisher's, whatever the hell that is, for the 10 grand. Okay.
You tell me where.
Hang on for some reason.
That's the second time you cut Matt's mic off.
Well, it's on purpose. Okay. He doesn't have much to say.
But, it happens, you know, in the city council, too.
So it happens in the city council.
I heard it.
So you're going to be at St. John Fisher School, 10200 South Washtenaw Avenue, up until 11 o'clock. Because how long is it going to take you to get from there to 50 what?
5141 South State Street. And if Gavin and him come out tomorrow, okay. I will let him address the people and thank him for the work that he have done and still is doing.
Yep.
I just think that people should see him and helping all people. Then plus, I think it's help bring together the neighborhood.
Done. You know, you're going to 11:30.
About a half an hour. He can stay there an hour. I mean, he may
He'll sleep there for
look,
10 grand?
It's Baptist church, you know. It may be a little different than what he's accustomed to going to, but it's 10 grand, yeah. You know.
Dr. Wilson, he was saying earlier he can't wait to go to a Baptist church. That's what he said. He got here at 9:30. He's like, Dave, you know what? I haven't been to a Baptist church. Now he's got 10,000 reasons to go.
Oh, yeah. Even if he got that at 11:45, I'm
done.
Good, you know?
Okay. All right, 11:45.
Yeah, he can leave with 12:45.
No, you can keep him until 12:45 the next day for 10 grand. He'll mop off.
I'll guarantee that.
Done. Well, we thank you. You just set the new record here, Doctor. Well, hang on. We got to get Kevin Graham in here. Kev, what is the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, as a past president of the FOB, mean to you and your family?
Sure. And, you know, I don't speak for the FOP now, but I can tell you as a police officer, and I've been a police officer for more than 40 years, I have been in the hospital when officers have been hurt and have been hit by gunfire, and I've dealt with their families, and I've returned wedding rings to widows.
Jeez.
And I got to tell you, the Memorial Foundation has been there every step of the way, and we can prevent other officers from being killed. And one of the ways that everyone in the city can have a hand in this is to donate a little bit of money if they can afford it. In the next time they hear about a police officer who's been shot and saved by their vest, they can say, I had something to do with
that. Amen.
And all they have to do is give a little bit of money.
Because $10.
The Memorial Foundation has been outstanding with trying to help police officers with vests and with other things. They have been instrumental in the professional counseling division. You had Assistant Director O'Neill on a little earlier.
Fantastic, huh?
And I can't begin to tell you the mission that they have accomplished, and they are committed. And they're just a breath of fresh air for everybody in the city. So I encourage everybody to try and donate what they can, because then when they hear that on the news, they can say, I had something to do with keeping the city safe, and I had something to do with saving that officer.
Amen. 872-262-8378. That's 872-262-VEST, or go to cpdvest.com. And Dr. Wilson, in closing, I just want to let you know that for 10 grand, if you want Alderman O'Shea to clean toilets or change oil in cars.
Yeah, he knows how to do that.
Yeah, if the church bus needs like a car wash or tires rotated,
he's done that before.
He'll jack that sumbitch up for 10 grand by himself, and he'll rotate the tires if you want, Dr. Wilson.
Well, look, let me also say hello to all those Chicago citizens that live in Florida, Arizona, those places, retired police officer. Let them know we appreciate him. And that's why we support. And this is one of the many organizations that we will continue to support. I think that also that Chicago got to come together more as a people.
Yeah.
And we have to talk the language of inclusion and together versus separate.
Amen.
And by continuing to reach out to all different organizations, especially this one here, that's why I want him to come to church tomorrow.
Oh, he will.
To let the people see.
Look, I guarantee you he will be there at 11:31.
Yeah. Let me see. Someone of a different color cares about our people, too. Vest and help everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want some small way, at least, a little bit of help.
Well, he's part Cherokee. You might not know that, but he's got some bingo money in his blood. And
well, why don't you come too?
At 11:45, 11:30, I'll be there. Okay, can I come in jeans, or do I have to get dressed up? Can I come in jeans?
Just come. I got Kevin come, and
I'll be there. 11:30 for 15 grand. I'll be there. You can throw another five.
Okay, 15 grand.
No. For 10 grand, you've been off the job.
I will just come.
Okay.
Then you got the
done.
Got the 10 grand, whatever it may be.
11:15.
But I'm going to ask this church to help donate a little bit.
Done.
And we can see if we do it together. If not, you got a guarantee.
Done. I'll be there. Okay, I'll be there. I don't know about you, Osha. Are you going
to
be there?
I'll be there. And, I just have to say this. Dr. Wilson came from nothing and has been an exceptionally successful businessman, but always gives back. Never looking for fanfare, but always stepping up and helping those in need. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Kev, thank you.
Can I tell you one thing about Dr. Wilson?
And $5,000. You know, I got to hit a break. Go quick.
Outside hospitals, when officers have been injured, he has stepped up to provide water and things for the officers out there. And well, I want to make sure I say that.
God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Wilson. Matt, you know, God will take care of you in his own way. We got to take a quick break. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Homes from Chicago at 720 WGN. Special show to support the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. We can't thank the bagpipes and drums of the Emerald Society of Chicago Police Department enough.
It's phenomenal.
How great is it?
It's so cool.
And they're going to be doing Amazing Grace, I believe, on the way out. I think that's, we'll double check that. We got Father Brandt coming up. This piece of work.
Okay.
He's calling in. He had a little medical thing. Couldn't make it in person.
Huh.
Yeah, whatever.
He obviously doesn't know how to host a live radio show because you show up for everything.
Sacrifices.
Right? I mean, yeah.
Dude, I almost lost an ear. I almost had a Amanda Holyfield thing going with my dogs yesterday. Big chunk. Yeah, my puppies almost bit my ear off. I'm still here.
Of course you're still here.
Threw my back out lifting weights yesterday, working out.
Of course you're here.
Look at me. I'm in peak physical condition.
Obviously.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
Popped about 12.
Well, you're a professional.
True.
Yeah.
12 Advil. Probably not recommended. I'm still here.
Yeah.
Arthur and Gurney, $50. You know what amazes me, guys? All of these towns, $50 from Gurney.
Yeah.
Right? Greg G, $500. Elizabeth, $100. Cynthia, $260. Anita, $100. Still waiting for the other $320 from Yogiv Yedlin.
Yeah.
Mr. Shooter out there. Come on, buddy. I like it. His wife's a sweetheart. He's a piece of work.
He's a guy.
He's a guy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We can't even say it. No. Radio. Think radio.
Maureen Begain. I've only known her for 5 years.
Okay.
Can't get her name right.
That's all right.
Would you marry a guy named Smith? It'd be easier. This guy.
He's a Pashevich. That's why I kept Begain.
Forget about it. We're at, with Willie Wilson's donation, Matt and I will be at the Baptist Church tomorrow, 5140 South State, to pick up the check at 11:30. Haven't been to a Baptist church in about, I don't know, 59 years.
Okay.
So it'll be an experience. Can't wait. Team Hochberg has a check here for you. So we're at 56. We hit our goal.
But
that's not good enough.
Keep it going.
We have 20 minutes left. I wrote this check this morning for $5,000.
Oh, wow.
So Team Hochberg is donating $5,000. This is for you.
Give me that check.
You'll take it. Exactly. Yeah.
So my partners and I
and
the loan officers of Team Hochberg and Key Mortgage in Iowa, my partner Johnny out there and Louis Wickett and his team of loan officers in Iowa, we're in for $5,000. So we're at 61 now. Mm-hmm. Still have two Dan Hampton autograph footballs for $750. So, yeah. So you are at the organization. You work there every single day. Thank you for that. Because without you, we'd be a complete mess trying to schedule this thing and organize this thing. If I left it to O'Shea, we'd be meeting like yesterday to put this thing together. And his fine team, Tristan, is amazing. And his staff down at the 19th Ward, all the ladies at police headquarters today, volunteering their time on a Saturday. Thank them and the men and women out down there. Answering all the phones and taking all the donations. Bang up job. Fantastic. So we're at $61,000.
Heck yeah.
We've eclipsed our goal of $50,000.
We need a new goal, guys.
We need a new goal. So we're going to try to raise $100,000 in the next 18 minutes with the 61 grand. We're only 39 away, and we haven't heard anything from MegaPros. So no pressure. $39,000 would... get us 200 vests, no pressure, Jeremy.
Uh-huh, sure.
Be nice.
Yeah.
We already had a $10 donation from Algonquin, a $50 nothing from MegaPros yet. But that's fine. I'm sure it's coming. What does it mean to you to hear what's going on here for the past 2.5 hours?
So from two perspectives, you know, now as the director with the Memorial Foundation and this being our goal year-long, you know, Get Behind the Vest is a year-long initiative. To be able to provide this, you know, we heard the story from Juan Alba Chavez earlier today, the gratitude to be able to give a replacement vest at no cost to the officer. They've got enough stressors. But as a former police officer, you know, I served for 30 years and I was on the receiving end of vests from the Get Behind the Vest initiative. And as commander of the 16th district, I know how quickly the slots filled up and officers, you know, would be a little frustrated if they couldn't get into the program, you know, each year. There's an abundance of officers who are still eligible and waiting for a replacement vest. You know, the number grows every day. And to be able to do this and the amount that has been raised in this short amount of time,
mm-hmm.
it's just mind-blowing.
$61,000. Yeah. O'Shea, what does it mean for you, bud? You've been doing this 12 years.
It's very heartwarming to know that so many people in just these past 2.5 hours, how many people from not from the city of Chicago have called up? How many from out of the state have called up and made donations? That so many people truly care about the men and women of the Chicago Police Department and help protect them.
Texter here, NIU alumni just donated $100, calling all NIU alums, I'm a Husky, to make donations if possible. Listening from Colorado. I take this seriously. Thank you so much, David, for doing this every year. Just another one, 630. You know, 630, it's a suburban number. Just made a $50 donation. Wish it could be more, but I just got severed from my job this week. Guy just, this texter just lost their job and donated $50.
Wow.
So, that's unreal.
So, yeah, look, $50, right? $50. 10 people give $50. We got a vest. So, you know,
there's 50, more than 10 people listening to the radio show.
Well, that's
right?
What I'm saying.
Okay, yeah, we
50
got this.
People give $10. We got a vest. So, it doesn't matter. We didn't. Attaboy, the $500 donors to the everybody that gave it. It's highly, highly appreciative and very, very thoughtful and very, very generous. So no matter what you could give, you know, we're still here for another 15 some minutes. 872-262-8378. And just a special shout out to WGN as well. You know, they let me do this every year. You know, they're like, what do you need? How Lou, you know, before us, huge shout out to Lou Manfredini. I think this is the second or third year he's had me on his show, which is twice the audience as we have, right? Because once they listen to Lou, they're like, all right, I don't want to listen to this Hochberg.
Kind of, right? I mean, they forget to turn it off. Yeah, they forget to turn it
down. Yeah, it's listen in the background, sure. But thanks to Lou for the attaboy and the oomph. And thanks to Mary and to Tarpley and to Joe and sales and all the sales reps out there and all the hosts that had me on this week. John Williams gave me a lift and Bob Surratt, allowed me to come on. John Hansen, he didn't invite me on, but that's another story. That's
sure.
All right.
Well, it's John Hansen.
I mean, maybe next year he'll let me on his show to promote it. Would be nice. But
there's been a lot of that.
That's
today.
Fine.
Would be nice.
It would be nice. Yeah. A little Jewish guilt thrown in there. But O'Shea, this is and Maureen, just in your own words, we got Father Brandt calling in. Give us the prayer. Over $61,000. That's huge, and that's a lot of vests that we're going to be able to to fit the men and women of the Chicago Police Department. So, just in closing, before we bring Brandt on, Father Brandt, during the next segment, and he sucks up all the oxygen in the room like he does every single year. In closing, what do you want to say?
I want the officers who are listening to know that. The vest is wonderful. The protection is great, and that's what we're here to do. But the bigger message is you've got folks all over the city, all over the country who support you, who see you, who respect you. I'm one of them. I'm their biggest fan. So thank you for what you're doing, officers, and to the donors. Just know that I hammer that home with every officer that I speak to. The support is there. The foundation has been around for 22 years, and it's because folks are donating every day. So thank you.
As a former 30-year in... police officer, just in closing, how important is it for you just to say thank you to a police officer? Just I do it every time. Every time I see him, if I'm in a, I told Chief of Detectives Ursetti, I ran into two of her detectives at the Starbucks over by Lane Tech, and I covered their coffee and I thanked them, and I'm like, say hi to Antoinette for me, and they like took a double take. She was a commander at the time, or maybe the chief of detectives at the time, and just said, it's a thank you from me to you, and I'm in Northbrook, I'm like, thank you, but just going up to, how important is that?
It's so important, and just recognize the officers may not light up, you may not see a very visual response, but I promise you they're taking it to heart, and like I tell them, with the vest in particular, $500, those are 500 very figurative thank yous, pull them out when you need them, because sometimes they feel that they're on an island. And they're really not because of folks like you. So thank you.
Well, you've seen all of the people that have called. Arthur from Gurnee, Greg G 500, Elizabeth, Cynthia 26. We already mentioned these already. But thank you to everybody that's donated. We have Father Brandt coming up after the break to give us some words and in a prayer. We're going to do Amazing Grace on the way out, I believe, with the bagpipes over the Father. Very moving. So we're going to take a quick break, come back with Father Brandt of the Chicago Police Department after these messages. Special shout out one last time to the bagpipes and drums of the Emerald Society Chicago Police Department. They're going to be playing as Father Brandt gives his prayer at the end of the show. Special shout out to Jeff Weissman of the original Cheesesteak and Hoagies. They dropped off food here, delicious food. They're franchise all over. They've got locations all around the Midwest, and especially here in Westchester. Delicious food. Support them. They dropped off food for everybody. So big shout out to Jeff Weissman and the fine folks at the original Cheesesteaks and Hoagies in Westchester for their amazing donation of food to keep us powered through today. And Lee Malone and Rascal from Mount Greenwood. That's by you. That's you. Aren't you Mount Greenwood? Donated and hope in the future perhaps this great drive can benefit hardworking canine units and protect the dogs that serve our city along the officers. Thanks for what you do. You want to comment on that?
So we do, and we'll provide vests for Chicago canine puppies that are in need. We have in the past, and when there is a need, we definitely step up. So thank you for that support. I love the dogs, too.
Yeah, and the dogs are taken care of. Maybe we could bring in, I thought we brought in a dog one year, didn't we?
Last year.
Mm-hmm. Father Brandt, how are you? I hear you're recovering from some type of medical procedure.
Yeah, I had my foot fixed from an injury back in 2020 during the riots and the that summer of love in 2020 was a peaceful protest.
Good way to put it, Father.
Yeah, so anyway, I tore my Achilles back then, and I just had the heel and the ankle realigned. So I'm on my backside for, I'm moving around a little bit, but haven't seen you lately at the off-track betting parlor.
Dude. Yeah, I was going to say. I almost lost my ear in a dog accident there, Father, yesterday. And I made it down here today. And just saying, some of us are tougher than others. I'm just...
Hey, you were mentioning donations earlier. Did you get my $25,000 anonymous donation? I marked it anonymous because I don't want people knowing.
Yeah, it came in cash.
Sure. Right,
yeah, it came in
a bag,
cash.
Right?
It came in bag.
Beautiful.
I think in a original cheesesteak and hoagie bag. So thank you for that.
I want all 10 people who are listening to your show to know how generous I am.
It's thoughtful. That's just cool. All of them.
All that that has been Father Brandt. Yeah.
And so am I. I graduated in 92 from NIU, and the girl who lived across the hall from me, my father's not the most graceful guy in the world. I just talked to him this morning on the phone. But when he helped me move into my room, the girl across the hall, I was in a co-ed dorm, she was a bit sizable, kind of like Martin Began, kind of larger in stature.
What?
And my dad says, wow, when they say husky.
Oh, that's bad.
All right, it's 5 o'clock someplace. Glad you've been dipping into that scotch while you're on your backside there, Father. Okay.
You know what? It is it's a weekend.
Okay.
We should probably anyway.
All right, hang on, Father. Slow your roll here, buddy. We only got 3 minutes left, and we need a prayer. So thanks to Dan P., $25. Lisa D., $500. Gregory V., $100. Judy, $50. And in all seriousness, Father, we've raised over 61,000. And MegaPros and the Hogel family, thank you for your generous donation as well. We are we're close to $65,000, Father. And we're going to have the bagpipes and drums of the Emerald Society starting to play. And we're going to ask you to take us out with one of your amazing prayers and for the men and women of the Chicago Police Department, Father. Your dime, your dance floor. You got the mic, my friend.
Hey, I only need it for about 45 minutes. May Almighty God bless your listeners and bless all of our donors. And thank you, Lord, for all the good that we take for granted, including our men and women in blue. May Almighty God bless them and protect them from evil and protect all of us. As we always say at the end of a prayer, in your almighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for this opportunity, brother.
So, Father, we've got we've got a minute left, so that means you'll talk for five. But in 30 seconds, we've had hundreds of our listeners donate, and you know, maybe a little prayer for our all of the loyal and generous WGN listeners that love to support the Chicago police officers and the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. 30 seconds, you want to put an attaboy out there for them as well?
I would love to, and Maureen touched on this a minute ago. Thank you to our officers. A simple hand gesture, your hand over your heart, and then you extend the hand downward, and it just shows you in American Sign Language, it says thank you, without even having to engage them. So, again, in God's name, we say thank you to all the men and women, not to mention the 607 officers who have died in the line of duty over these years. Thank you to their families for the sacrifice they continue to live out from day to day.
Thank you, Father.
God bless all your listeners and all of our supporters, and God bless our men and women in uniform.
We appreciate it. And throw one in there for me. I could use it. 64,100, a new record. Father, thank you, everybody, for listening and donating. Thank you. And we appreciate it. Thank you, WGN, for allowing us to do this. And Maureen and your organization, thank you. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great weekend. And we'll be back next Saturday for Homes to Home Chicago. Thanks, Jeremy.